And welcome to Just a Minute, this exciting, demanding, and sometimes outrageous game in which I ask four guests to speak on a subject they give them, and they try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. Let us now meet the four talented performers who are going to play the show today. And we welcome back two old favourites of Just a Minute, Wendy Richard, and beside her, the lovely Peter Jones. And on my left, that very talented wordsmith, Pam Ayres, and beside her, that talented comedienne, Linda Smith. Please welcome all four of them. And they are going to display their verbal ingenuity and dexterity as they speak on the subject I give them, and they will try and win or maybe lose points as we keep going. Wendy Richard, begin the show today. Mumbo Jumbo is the subject. Can you tell us something about that in Just a Minute, starting now?
A lot of people think the scripts that we have to work with in television are mumbo jumbo, and I must say I fully agree with most of them. On this programme you have to talk mumbo jumbo, but you have to keep the mumbo jumbo going for 60 seconds. Sometimes I find this easier than at other times. Mumbo jumbo is a speciality.
Pam, you've challenged.
I think that Wendy said times
she
twice.
She did say times,
I
yes.
Believe.
So it's a repetition.
Sorry about that, Wendy.
You don't need to apologise, that's part of the game.
Well, look, if she wants to apologise to me, let her. It's nothing to do with you,
I've
Nicholas.
Been well, I've been well brought up and polished, Nicholas.
Yes. And Wendy sometimes is so warm and generous and flattering. And other times, well, Pauline bursts out, doesn't she? Right, that was the correct challenge, Pam. So Pam Ayres gets a point for a correct challenge, and she takes over the subject, which is Mumbo Jumbo, and she has 43 seconds to take it over, starting now.
At home, I have a large, stuffed, legless unicorn bought from a radio station in Brighton for £13.
Peter Jones' challenge.
Which is stumble, which I think could be interpreted as a hesitation.
Yes, it is interpreted as a hesitation, Peter.
Right, yes.
So Peter Jones has a correct challenge. He has a point for that, takes over the subject. It's mumbo jumbo, and there are 32 seconds left, Peter, starting now.
It's really the language of bureaucrats in Whitehall, though it is often imitated by businessmen who send out circulars to shareholders and others, instructing them what to do, if and when, and it's terribly boring to try and interpret it and make English out of it. I wouldn't really...
Pam, you listen well. Yes.
Hesitation.
That was hesitation. Another point to Pam Ayres, and the subject back with her, and 13 seconds. Mumbo jumbo starting now.
The particular creature which I was describing previously is a unicorn, and it's...
You got out of it by saying the creature you described earlier, then you mentioned the creature. It's a frustrating game. But Wendy got in first. 7 seconds on repetition. A point to you, Wendy.
It's not on repetition, it's on mumbo jumbo.
I know. You had your point for repetition. You had the subject of mumbo jumbo. You have 7 seconds starting now.
I'm very good at talking mumbo jumbo. I spend most of my life speaking mumbo jumbo, especially on this programme.
Whoever is speaking when the whistle goes, going to next to on this occasion, it is Wendy Richard, so she's in the lead alongside Pam Ayres at the end of the round. And they can repeat the subject on the card, but not too often. Wendy Richard started. Peter Jones, you take the next round. Hitchhiking. Tell us something about that in just a minute. Starting now.
Well, it's a means of getting from one place to another without really exerting yourself all that much. It's wearing on the thumb and the forearm sometimes if you are trying to point the way, but it's easier if you have a piece of card.
Pam, you got in first. Yes, hesitation. So you take the subject of hitchhiking, 46 seconds, starting now.
Some years ago, while desperately strapped for cash, I sent away for a booklet which instructed a person in the art of writing romantic fiction. I had decided to prostitute my talent by writing such material, and one of the things which it made clear at the outset...
Peter, you've challenged.
Yes, I did. Deviation.
Yes, yes. It was a long time. You've been going for quite a while. I never mentioned hitchhiking.
I was coming to it, though, Nicholas.
I know.
I was getting there.
I know, but you didn't get there quick enough in just a minute.
I'm sorry.
You don't apologise, because that's part of the fun of the game. Peter, a correct challenge, I grant you for that. And you have a point, of course, for that. And you take over the subject, which is hitchhiking, the 27 seconds available starting now.
Get a piece of cardboard as the kind of...
It's so frustrating. Who buzzed first? I didn't watch. Whose light came on?
I fear it was me.
Was it you, Pam? Right.
I think it was.
You were trying to save him from something worse, weren't you? Yes. So, what's your hesitation?
Oh, right, Pam.
Hesitation, right. 22 seconds. Hitchhiking is with you, Pam, starting now.
The book of instructions which I purchased explained that in most romantic novels, the commencement was that a woman's car had broken down at the roadside and she...
You're still deviating, you know, dear. Yeah, I think you've mentioned...
Hitchhiking
book. Well, she was just going to start. She was just going to stand out there like this. I was embellishing it with
dramatic... If you were going to write a book like that, they would have lost interest by the time they got to the chapter where she stood there with her thumb up.
I think if you haven't played it so often as the others, you do get to the subject more rapidly than that. Within a second, yeah.
Right.
So, Wendy, I agree with the challenge of deviation, and you have 10 seconds to tell us something about hitchhiking starting now.
I personally have never been hitchhiking. I think it is rather a dangerous occupation and not one that I would recommend to young ladies, especially those younger than I.
Was then taking as the whistle went, gained that extra point for doing so, and she's equal in the lead now with Pam Ayres. Peter Jones follows, and then it's Linda Smith, and Pam Ayres, your turn to begin. The subject, nightmares. I think you've had a few of those in your time from what I've told you in a private conversation, so tell us something about... Tell us something about nightmares in this game, starting now.
It is normal for most people to have occasional nightmares, and it's only when they become too frequent that assistance should be sought. Sometimes it is a symptom of a person's tension and anxiety, and it comes through in the form of nightmares. But other causes can be at the root of the matter. For instance, if you have eaten too much for your supper that evening, or indeed have drunk too much. I myself, the other day...
Peter Jones' challenge.
Repetition of too much.
There was too much. The food and the drink. Yes.
Oh, okay.
That'd be okay, so I know, don't worry, you did very well, you went for a long time. And in fact, you went for 36 seconds, and, 26 seconds, I'm so sorry, my arithmetic is going, but Peter, you have 34 seconds which to take over the subject of nightmares, having got another point, and you start now.
Most actors experience nightmares, and it involves being on the stage and not knowing a line of what you're supposed to say, or even perhaps the name of the play in which you're appearing, or the channel show, whatever it is.
Linda Smith.
Well, it's just a general bit of confusion.
I know, he was getting confused there, so we can interpret that as hesitation. So, Linda, the correct challenge to you, a point, of course, and there are 19 seconds. Nightmares are starting now.
Nightmares can be terrifying things. You wake up in a cold sweat, your duvet's all over the auction, and the pillow's soaking, and you just don't know what has been happening to you, and then you...
Peter.
I wasn't quite clear. Did she say all over the auction?
She did say all over the auction. I don't know what you're talking
about.
Do
you sleep at Sotheby's?
Don't you?
They let it go for so long. It was just a slip of the tongue, but you kept going with the
plum.
Well,
it wasn't a slip of the tongue. It's just a figure of speech.
I think that's deviation.
I can't see you sleeping in the auction house.
It did have a lot of colour, but it was incorrect within the rules of just a minute. So, Peter, another correct challenge, another point, and there are 8 seconds. Nightmare starting now.
And very often, if the actor goes to the prompt corner to inquire what is the name of the piece that he's trying...
Peter Jones kept going to the whistle end, gained an extra point for doing so, and he's taken the lead at the end of the round. And, Linda Smith, it's your turn to begin the subject, mobiles. Tell us something about that in just a minute, starting now.
Mobiles, an abbreviation of mobile phones, are an abomination, a blight on civilization. I particularly dislike men with mobile phones on trains who make futile calls.
Two mobile phones.
Yes, unfortunately the subject is mobiles, and you said mobile phones.
No, I said mobiles, and then mobile.
Yeah, but you mentioned the word phones twice.
Did I?
Yes. Ooh. Mobile phones. Yes, so Wendy listened well and got a correct
point. Have I had my dinner?
I think you're back in the auction house or somewhere. It's with them. So, Wendy, you have 51 seconds. Tell us something about mobiles, starting now.
You get some very pretty mobiles nowadays for babies' bedrooms. They hang just over the cot. I've seen mobiles in the form of frogs, penguins, clowns, elephants, coloured balls and fairies. These mobiles move in a most attractive fashion and keep the infant occupied and so hopefully quiet and gradually send it to sleep. The other word that mobile could mean would be one of those dreadful telephones that seem to go off at the most awkward moment. I think they should be banned from most public places, and certainly when you are in a restaurant or even a studio, then the mobile should be switched off. Getting back to the other sort of mobiles, I myself have one with geese. I'd forgotten about that one. And then I've got one with...
Linda, you've challenged.
Lot of ones.
Yes.
There's a lot of ones, you know, that one and this one. And do you know, Linda, you cleverly got in with 1 second to go.
Thanks, Linda.
Yes. Right. But you won't know because we haven't got a clock that you can see up here. 1 second for Linda Smith on mobile, starting now.
Mobile, as I've said.
Linda got that extra point then, speaking as the whistle went, and she's moved forward. It's all pretty even, Stevens, at the present moment, who has the points. Peter Jones and Wendy Richard are both in the lead, just ahead of the other two. And Wendy, your turn to begin. At the end of the day, that's the subject, talk on it, if you can, 60 seconds, starting now.
At the end of the day, when I come home from work, all I want is a nice cup of tea to get into my own bed, all nicely tucked in all the way round because I don't like duvets, and then put on the television, hopefully in time for the 9 o'clock news, and then I watch Frasier and fall fast asleep. If I'm lucky, I manage to see the end of my favourite programme, but sometimes I drift off before. So at the end of the day, that is my ideal finish for a working long hours.
It was riveting, wasn't it? And the idea that your favourite programme is Frasier and you fall asleep halfway through it.
So I get very tired, Nicholas. It's talking to people and listening to them all day.
Linda, you challenge first. Hesitation, right. 26 seconds, and at the end of the day, starting now.
At the end of the day is a very annoying expression that people use. It's so meaningless. At the end of the day. At the end of the day, it gets dark and you go to bed, and that's about it. That's all you can draw from it. That's the only conclusion to be brought about.
I think she was hesitating.
She was hesitating, yes. So, Wendy, you got back in on the subject, and there are 11 seconds for you, starting now.
At the end of the day, just kneel and pray. Thank you, Lord, for my work and play. These lines are from a well-known poem, the author of which I cannot remember.
So, Wendy Richards speaking as a whistle and gained that extra point, and she has increased her lead at the end of the round. And Peter Jones, please take the next round. It is Busy Lizzies. Tell us something about those in just a minute, starting now.
They're very fast-growing pot plants, and millions of feet.
And pounds.
Oh, sorry, I thought it was hesitation.
He said, very fast-growing pot plants.
Well, I thought so.
Right, so that is definitely hesitation.
It's a bit of a cutthroat game, this, isn't it?
Is it right? But I think you're all playing with such gentlemanly and gentlewoman panache that you're most polite and courteous to each other, apologising every time they get a correct challenge. 56 seconds. Busy Lizzie's with you, Pam, starting now.
The Busy Lizzie is a succulent, fleshy type of plant, and I don't like it very much. I don't wish to sound like a snob at all in horticulture, because I don't believe I am.
Linda.
Several don'ts.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes, I suppose it was.
Yes. Yeah. Linda, the correct challenge. You've got 43 seconds to tell us something about Busy Lizzie's, starting now.
Busy lizzies are not my favourite plant, although they are quite useful because they will tolerate really quite deep shade, and they come in a variety of colours: pink, red, white, pinky white, whitish pink.
yes, wasn't it?
There
was no wonder she is, because they don't come in all those colours. I just thought
the horticulture. You can get striped ones now.
The leaves are striped. They're sort of...
Listen, I can talk about this in my 60 seconds, but...
All right, well, talk about it. You've got the subject, you've got 30 seconds available. Busy lizzies starting now.
I like busy lizzies, or impatiens as they are known. I plant my window boxes and large troughs out with busy lizzies. I try to do the house of the...
Pam, your challenge.
Yes, hesitation.
Hesitation, yes. You tell us something about busy lizzies. 19 seconds, starting now.
I do not wish to sound like a snob, because I don't...
You said snob before.
Did I?
But you remembered, Wendy, you got in with 15 seconds on busy lizzies starting now.
I have lots of busy lizzies in the garden at the rear of where I live. I have them in all different colours. You can get them in the most attractive, variable shaded petals now, i.e. pink and white stripes. I actually prefer the very deep pink.
Wendy Richards speaking as the little Wen gained that extra point and has increased her lead at the end of the round. Pam Ayres, your turn to begin. Fish and chips. Are you a fish and chip fan?
I like fish and chips.
Well then, that's good. Talk on the subject. 60 seconds if you can, starting now.
I like fish and chips. I remember in our village of Stamford-in-the-Vale, where I was brought up with my four brothers and one sister, a fish and chip van used to come off a Thursday evening. It had a chimney sticking out the top and a hatch at the side, but he did not lower the aperture until he had cooked up the fish and chips. And so we used to queue outside, our nostrils breathing in the fragrant curls of steam that escaped. And eventually he would fling wide and expose the interior, and we used to beg him for bits of the crispy stuff off the batter, Nicholas, you know what I mean. And he also used to offer for sale chocolate-covered honeycomb in large chunks, which was exceedingly hard and damaging to the gnashers, but nevertheless we loved it dearly. Also, I'm in Glasgow on one occasion, I had fish and chips and haggis, and I recall standing in the street eating this unseemly combination.
So, Pamela's took the subject of fish and chips and kept going for the full 60 seconds without being interrupted. Dear. And so she not only gets a point for speaking as a whistle, she gets a bonus point for not being interrupted. So you've got two.
Thank you.
Just think, all that hard work and all you've got is 2 points.
Well, I don't mind. It's the triumph, the feeling of triumph.
The fun of participating.
Yes.
As well. And what has happened? Well, Pamela has now moved to the second place just behind Wendy Richard, and the other two are training just a little bit behind her. And whose turn is it to begin? It's Linda Smith. Linda Smith, my school reports is in the plural. Will you talk on that subject? 60 seconds, starting now.
My school reports seem to...
Tanner's got in first. Yes, she erred immediately. There are 57 seconds for my school reports, Pamela's, starting now.
My school reports are notable for their absence. I haven't a single one remaining from my school days, which fills me with grief and sorrow of the most intense kind. My belief is that my mother, having 6 children, received so many school reports into the house that they became to her like confetti, and they had no value.
It was a hesitation, but did you say you had as many brothers and sisters when you were queuing up for the fish and chips as you did?
I mean, mother had had a few more by then.
Anything to do with the bloke with the fish and chip van?
I don't think so. He had a ginger moustache.
That was fatal, was it?
Yeah,
right.
I think so, yeah.
Yes, I'm afraid it did hesitate, though, but that was lovely. So, fish and chips? No, it isn't. It's my school report.
Well, I was still caught up in her story, the fish and chips in Glasgow, with the haggis as well. That must have been... No, I love haggis, but not the fish and chips. With my school reports is with Wendy, and there are 33 seconds available starting now.
I am ashamed to say my school reports are abysmal. On every one of them, it says, Wendy could do better, or I should try harder.
Otherwise.
Harlot.
What did you say, Peter?
Harlot.
That's another word for it. Yes. So, Linda, yes, you was hesitating, and my school report is with you. 21 seconds starting now.
My school reports a marked improvement in exam results since I left, strangely enough. I don't know why that should be, but the kind of comments that I used to receive at the end of these documents used to be rather discouraging. Things in the nature of has contributed little to school life. I hope Linda's attitude improves in the future. Well, I'm here to say, Mr...
Well, Linda's school reports kept her going till the whistle went, and she gained that extra point for doing so. She's now in third place, just behind Pam Ayres, just ahead of Peter Jones, and Wendy Richard is still in the lead. And Wendy, it's your turn to begin. Spectacles. Tell us something about that subject in just a minute, if you can, starting now.
I'm extremely short-sighted, and I have to wear spectacles. I have about 10 pairs. I have spectacles in varying shades and colours and most attractive frames. But what does annoy me, when I'm out wearing my spectacles, which are slightly tinted, folks stop you and say, oh, trying to hide behind them spectacles, are you? Does it never occur to folk that people like myself could quite well be short-sighted? I've said that twice.
Linda.
As I just noticed, she said that
so
twice.
So generously told you that she'd done it twice and you got in first, and there are 34 seconds available for you to tell us something about spectacles starting now.
Spectacles blighted my youth. I am also very short-sighted, and before the invention of contact lenses or my ability to wear them, I used to have to walk around with two cut glass ashtrays stuck to the front of my head, and it was a little undermining to the confidence as a young child, and particularly as...
Pam, why have you challenged?
Well, I thought it was a hesitation...
Well, it was. It was a kind of hesitation.
Hands up, she Pam. Was, it was.
Yes,
was
it was.
Oh,
right.
Oh.
14 seconds for you, Pam. Tell us something about spectacles, starting now.
I have written a poem about spectacles. It is as follows. An old flame came to visit me. I quivered. It was him. The years had not been brutal. He was handsome still and slim.
I'm sure she got that point for speaking as a whistle wind. We'd love to hear the end of it. Is it very long?
No, it's not very long at all.
Carry on then.
Hang on a minute. The years had not been brutal. He was handsome still and slim. The flames of love still flickered as he stretched his arms out wide. And with a breathless utterance, I ran straight round the side. But if I'd only had my glasses, I'd be there. If I'd remembered where I'd put a pair. I could be gazing at him now, well, squinting at him anyhow. If I'd only had my glasses, I'd be there.
Well done. I think she deserves a bonus point for that as well.
Oh, you are
yes,
kind.
There we are.
Oh, thank you.
And what's the situation now? Well, she has... Gosh, she's taken the lead.
Oh, gosh.
That bonus point gave you the lead there, Pam. And Peter Jones, your turn to begin. The subject by Teddy. I don't know whether you were ever owner of a teddy. But talk about teddies or my teddy starting now.
Yes, I did have a teddy when I was a very small boy, but it was actually a dog. But my parents hadn't told me that it was, in fact, a bear. And I've had it ever since because my family have retained it and it's in a bookshelf somewhere at home. And I don't know whether it's brought me any luck. I must say I have had quite more than my share. What's the matter?
What's the matter? You've been challenged, Peter.
What about?
I don't know. We'll find out from Linda.
I just thought you were looking a bit pleading. As if you wanted someone to challenge.
No, I wanted them not to.
Oh. I misread the signals.
But you were hesitating there.
No, I wasn't.
Weren't you?
Yes, I wasn't. Why should I hesitate about something that's been with me for 70 years?
Well, all I can do is, as this is probably, we're going towards the end of the show, are you going to be generous?
The end of the what?
Please.
The end of today's show.
Oh, I see. I thought you meant the series.
No. Peter, you weren't as bad as all that.
Thank you very much.
So, but Linda's been very generous.
What?
And let you continue about my teddy, and there are 40 seconds left starting now.
For instance, I've been very fortunate in my family, my mother, father, wife, and now children, and even grandchildren. And so, not having starved to death in this business, which is in fact a miracle, I think, in view of my lack of ability to remember where I'm supposed to be at any particular time. And
hesitation, I would say.
If you don't know where you are, no wonder you keep hesitating. You should have been just a minute.
Yes, well, I've always been rather tentative in my delivery.
Pam, a correct challenge. So you got my teddy, and there are 20 seconds available starting now.
I always slept with my teddy bear. I loved him dearly. I had
Wendy, yes, that was definitely hesitation.
It was
15 seconds, Wendy, for you to tell us about my teddy, starting now.
I still have my teddy at home. When I first got it, I was absolutely terrified of it because it was bigger than myself. But now I am quite used to it as I've grown slightly taller than the teddy. I had several teddies, actually. One in the form of a panda. Then there was a teddy with brown velvet trousers on.
Oh! So, Wendy Richards, sticking as a little win, gained that extra point. And alas, we've no more time to pay. Just a minute. Let me give you the final situation. Peter Jones, who's excelled so often in the show, finished just in fourth place. A very good one. He was a little way behind Linda Smith, but she was behind joint winners today, Pam Ayres and Wendy Richard. Today, you are our joint winners. So, we hope you've enjoyed the position of just a minute. Wendy remains with the thanks our four talented players of the game, Wendy Richard, Peter Jones, Pam Ayres, Linda Smith. From them, from me, Nicholas Parsons. Tune in next time you play Just a Minute. Until then, from all of us here, goodbye.